Blessing Akabari of Nigeria comfortably qualifying out of the second heat of the women's 200 meters, 22.79 in first place. How comfortable was qualification out there for you?
It was pretty comfortable. I'm still trying to recover from the first two events. It wasn't easy after the long jump. And just wanted to go through this first round. The evening is not going to be easy getting into the finals, so I'm trying to save as much as I can to actually get a good run in the evening.
As you said, you've been one of the busiest athletes at these championships. Long jump medal, 100 meter finalist. What type of toll does that take physically and emotionally, and how are you managing it?
I'm actually managing it very well. First of all, I knew what I signed up for before I came here. And I know one of the greatest challenges I'm going to have is coming back to that 100 final and really performing high after the long jump. And I did a 6 good jump. It wasn't easy. It's not easy for an athlete to actually do like a really 6 perfect jump. Not so perfect, but 6 good jump to get a medal and actually come back to run a final. I wasn't really tired, but my legs were not just ready for a hot race like that. But you know, I just want to go through the feel of it and see what the future holds for me.
Well, listen. As you say, it's been a contrasting tournament in terms of the medal and then not the position you perhaps wanted in the 100 final. So where would you say you are psychologically approaching this 200, the longer sprint?
I'm really approaching it really well. I'm really keeping my focus, but it's not going to be easy, but I'm just going to walk myself up there. Just walk my way down there and see what's going to happen.
Well, listen, thank you for speaking with us on IAAF Radio, and all the best for the next round of the 200.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Blessing. Thank you.